It's Mike and Tricia Mornings on 93.1 KISS FM. Our feature is Ask a Lawyer with Michael Gopin, who answers your legal questions, tries to steer you in the direction that you need to go to take things where they need to be taken to.
Okay, so here's Annette. She says, I think I have a potential claim against my mom's ER doctor. She fell and went to the hospital. They sent her home saying that everything was okay, but they didn't do any x-rays or MRI to check for damage. She had a brain aneurysm that caused her death.
I'm so sorry about your mom, Annette. There's a lot of questions I have regarding your case. How much after she went to the hospital did the brain aneurysm occur? Was it the next day, a couple days later? Can we relate the brain aneurysm to the fall, first of all? That would be the first question. Yes, we do handle medical malpractice cases. I guess what I'm saying is the aneurysm related? Did the aneurysm... The aneurysm was probably there before this happened, but why and when did this occur are the key questions here. The ER doctor may be held responsible if the standard of care that they gave was less than normal and reasonable. We would have to get a doctor to review all the medical records. We get all the medical records from the ER doctor in the hospital and have them looked over by a physician in that same area to decide if the treatment they gave your mom was reasonable or not, and if an x-ray or MRI was necessary. So the time length is the most important here, is how far after the hospitalization did the aneurysm occur. I think that's the key in this case.
Okay. And then Bonita says she wants to adopt her granddaughter after her mom passed in March of 2021. She wants to know, is there some kind of form she needs? Can she process this through the downtown courts? Is this possible without getting a lawyer?
It's possible without getting a lawyer, but most likely you're going to need a lawyer to help you. You'd have to file an adoption with the courts. It would be at the courthouse downtown. I don't know if there's a father involved who has parental rights. Is the granddaughter living with you now or not? So those are key questions. Certainly grandparents can adopt their grandkids if necessary, and that happens a lot. So if there's no father involved, it's a very good possibility that you could win and get the adoption gone through. You could also get a guardianship, perhaps. But I think a good family lawyer would be somebody that you want to talk to, because this can be complicated, and it's not as easy as just a form or anything.
Right.
Yeah, it probably is best they get some kind of legal.
That would be my advice. Yeah,
right? Or at least speak to somebody first before you feel like you can proceed on your own without their help.
Yeah.
Right, because it's going to be what's in the best interest of the child.
Yeah.
And so that you may need an expert. There'll be a lot of background checks of you and your husband if you have one.
Mm-hmm.
And so all that is time-consuming and things that you may need assistance with.
Yeah. All right. Thank you again, Mr. Michael Gopin.
You're welcome.
Appreciate you coming in. We'll see him again next month. It's Ask a Lawyer on KISSElPaso.com. And on the must-read bar, there's a section where you can ask questions for his next go-around on KISSElPaso.com. You can also ask him via the app, submit audio, or text away. And then we'll see you next month.
Sounds good.
Michael
Gopin,
Ask a Lawyer. Mike and Tricia Mornings.
Read our latest articles to know everything that's happening in El Paso on the 93.1 KISS FM mobile app.